Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPA. And if you're not connected with us yet on your various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Thomas Carnevale, an internationally recognized security entrepreneur, author, and active speaker. Thomas's company, Umbrella Technologies, is a global security consulting firm focusing on physical security technology, serving Fortune 1000 clients and government agencies for nearly 20 years. And Mr. Carnevale, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. It's an honor. Thanks for having me.
And the honor and pleasure is certainly ours, and we thank you for your time as well. So to kick things off here today, for those of us who don't know what a door access control system is, why is it important for businesses to have?
So an electronic door access control system is a key component to all types of different businesses, ranging from the SMB market to the enterprise. The number one thing and the most critical component to any business is the front door. Who comes in, who comes out, how they come in, and how they exit. And an access control system is a keyless entry solution that allows employees to access certain areas of the facility and conduct certain areas of business where they should be. And from a business owner's perspective, having an access control system can function as a productive time and attendance solution. It can function as a audit trail of guests, and it can also function being a simplistic tool that helps them and helps their business to run more efficiently. For example, if you're a business owner and you left for the day, and employees weren't around to help, you need to open the door for the cleaning crew. Well, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, you would need to drive all the way back to the office and open the door for the cleaning crew or for an employee who got locked out. In today's world, that same business owner can, from their mobile phone, unlock their front door for a few seconds to allow entrance to the cleaning crew or an employee who forgot something overnight. It just is not only a vital security need for businesses, but it's an operational tool, and it makes executive management's lives easier.
It certainly sounds like it. It makes a whole lot of sense as well. Tell us, in your best opinion, what is the best access control system available?
So that is completely relative on the type of business. And, there's all different types of access control systems out there. The one that is best is the one that fits the business the best. So it depends on the employee count. So the more employees and the larger the facility could dictate that decision. If they want to have a database integration, so for example, if a business is operating under an Active Directory or using Google to manage their employees, they can synchronize an access control system that's compatible with those databases in order to effectively run their credential. And so here's a really good example of how that can flow internally with the business. So, you know, when you hire an employee on day one, they get created a profile in their Active Directory. This profile works in synchronization with the access control system to say, hey, this is this employee's role, responsibilities, and furthermore, here is what their access is to certain areas of the facility. And we don't want to allow access all the time, or restricted access at certain times to other parts of the facility. So that employee has a journey and has documentation created with it, all held within the Active Directory or the Google database. And so let's say it was a really bad situation. Unfortunately, the employee needs to be terminated, and that can be done. So if they have a credential or a card that they're using to access the facility, You don't want to continue to allow them to have access. So they can simply access their database and with one felt swoop, not having to go to multiple systems, eliminate all permissions, both from a cybersecurity focus to a physical access control focus, and all of those credentials could be eliminated, which are housed in the same database. There's just a lot of different methods which kind of culminate what is the best access control system for a business, whether they should have it be an on-premise server that houses the database, or should they have this be in the cloud. There's other options to consider, like mobile credentials. Do you want employees to have access or to open a door with their smartphone, or do you want to give them a key fob or an RFID proximity card? There's a lot of different options, and it really comes down to a security consultant sitting down with a business, understanding what their business model is and what their security precautions are, and having that the right access control system be shaped for their business.
Certainly do appreciate your insight in those regards. And even taking that a step further, what are the different types of access control?
Sure. So I kind of touched on it a bit already. There, you know, in layman's terms, there's an on-premise capability. So the access control server would be housed, housing all of the credential databases on site. So this is a physical server that would be located on the company premises, and that manages the credentials. It communicates to the door controllers, which actually operate the doors. The alternative to that is having a cloud-based system. So, you know, when we speak with IT directors, it's you get a varying degree of opinions of cost and what it really costs to manage a on-premise server or host services in the cloud. And overwhelming time and time again, whether it's access control systems or it's databases, any other type of enterprise solution is really trending towards cloud management. And access control hosted in the cloud is a really strong fit for a lot of businesses that even have multiple locations. So they don't have to house a central database, which has a single point of failure to control multiple locations. And so we're seeing a lot of trends go to the cloud. And it's really a reduced cost if you measure the amount of credentials a access control system would have versus physical locations, amount of doors, and people that a system like this would supply.
We are speaking with Thomas Carnevale, an internationally recognized security entrepreneur, author, and active speaker. His company, Umbrella Technologies, is a global security consulting firm that focuses on physical security technology, serving Fortune 1000 clients and government agencies for nearly two decades here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Carnevale, what are other important components of a commercial security system?
So, access control is a very critical component of an overall commercial security system, but it is one component. And integrating access control with a enterprise video surveillance system really allows larger businesses to have the ability to verify credentials as they're entering a door. So let's kind of play that example through. Let's say John Smith enters the front door, and there's a surveillance camera showing that entry, and that credential database, like what we talked about in setting it up from its origin with the Active Directory. Typically, when new people, new employees are onboarded, a picture of them is taken, their roles and responsibilities are defined, their authorization levels and access to the facility and timing are all set. And so that is some of the ingredients which houses a credential for an employee. In addition to that, with video surveillance integration, it allows that real-time human being who is walking through that door to be verified with video, cross their credential. And this synchronization of video surveillance and access control really allows for security operators, IT managers to not have to, when they're doing an investigation, go to multiple different databases in order to audit something. It's really all in one unified platform. And integrating intrusion detection, like glass break sensors, panic alarm systems, these are all types of solutions that should be fully integrated in a commercial security system. So video surveillance, access control, intrusion detection, all combine for a facility's security infrastructure, we think are some of the, you know, the high points of total security system integration.
Certainly some great information and details, and we really appreciate your taking the time to introduce this to the audience, as well as your company, Umbrella Technologies. As we conclude today, where do you see access control systems going in the future?
You know, it's a really exciting time in the access control market. The original protocol for access control is called WEGAN. And this is something we talk about on our podcast, Security in Focus, quite a bit. We get security experts from all over the world to talk to us about that. And our blog on Umbrella Technologies, we really dive into this protocol called WEGAN. The problem is the WEGAN protocol, which is essentially 90% of all commercial facilities' access control protocol, has not changed in over 40 years. So anyone that does a couple Google searches can understand what the WEGAN protocol is and infiltrate it. Now, there's new technologies that are emerging called the OSDP protocol, which is a secured and potentially, if it's configured properly, encrypted protocol, which makes access control systems very secure. You know, a big thing in the news that happened in 2019 was a Google employee decided on a whim to hack their access control system at Google's corporate headquarters. And this was one of the major events that finally allowed the access control market to recognize some of its own vulnerabilities and implement more secure protocols. So where do I see it going? I see it being more secure. I see mobile credentials using smartphones being more precedent. So users can just access a facility and not have to have a physical card. Finally, I see facial recognition really kind of driving through to the enterprise market, with having that credential being aligned with facial recognition, and instead of a card, instead of a mobile phone or a key fob, people can have access, the correct access, all through facial recognition. So there's a lot of new integrations happening with access control systems and a lot of different legacy systems that still need upgrading to get away from the insecure WEGAN protocol. So this market, the access control systems market for commercial enterprises, is an exciting business to be in.
Mr. Carnival, again, we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here today on the program and for what you do on behalf of Umbrella Technologies. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further details online, where's the best place to do so?
Sure. So if you Google Security in Focus podcast, you can find my podcast there where we talk about best practices for physical security systems. Our main website, which has a ton of free content for business owners, for organizations in all types of markets, from stadiums to hospitals to manufacturing facilities, you can go to umbrellatech.co. That's umbrella, UMBRELLATECH.CO.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Carnival, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Thomas Carnival, an internationally recognized security entrepreneur, author, and active speaker. His company, Umbrella Technologies, is a global security consulting firm. And for all the details and for contact, visit umbrellatech.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.